We know that the coronavirus disease is a new disease to humans, so how did that happen?
Yeah, so coronaviruses do exist in humans. This is the seventh recognized coronavirus. So this particular one kind of follows the same pattern that we saw with SARS and MERS in that it existed in an animal reservoir, quite likely bats. We don't know a lot about that, but the idea is that it's tolerated, maybe causes mild disease in bats, and then it undergoes natural evolutionary processes. For example, one of the differences that we know exists between this virus and the bat viruses is in the region of the spike protein. So everybody's seen these pictures of the coronavirus. It's a round little ball, and it has these spikes coming out. Artists like to color those spikes red. They're not really red, but that makes for an attractive looking virus on the TV screen. So those spike proteins are really important for the virus when it infects humans. The virus comes into our respiratory tract and it binds to cells in our respiratory tract via the tips of those spikes. So the mutations that occurred to allow that virus to jump from animals to humans, definitely one of the most important mutations that occurred were right at the tip of those spikes.
Do scientists know when that occurred, that jump from animals to humans?
When we look at the genome of this, we can look at different lineages of the virus, and we can then calculate back to what we call the most common recent ancestor. We can then estimate the time at when this thing jumped. And so the best estimates right now are late November to early December 2019. So that timing gives us a perspective on how fast this thing has been transmitted around China and then the whole rest of the world. I mean, we really are a global community. And so all the cases in the entire world that we're seeing now derive from that one original virus back in early December 2019.
One of the consequences of the fact that the virus just recently emerged in human populations is that nobody has an immunity to it yet. Is that right?
Right now, the entire world is naive to this virus. We've never seen it before. So once we've seen a virus, we develop antibodies and we develop what we call memory cells that produce antibodies. So that if we see those viruses again, our immune system kicks into gear really fast, you know, within days. Those cells multiply and are producing antibodies against that virus or the related viruses. But when you're naive, it really takes 2 to 4 weeks to build a robust immune system and to start to develop those antibodies. So people who get sick are not going to have a robust immune system against that right away. It's going to take a few days or a few weeks to build that up.
What do you think is the most important thing for people to understand about this virus?
Your behavior can make a big difference. And I think that is probably the most important thing that people need to understand, is that they shouldn't feel helpless. They should understand that, you know, this is moving forward and that the way we behave, especially when it comes to quarantining, self-quarantining, social distance, hygiene, all those things are very important, and that it will affect the trajectory of this disease in our community.
Paul Keim, thank you so much for speaking with me today.
You bet.